first day putting on pads was pretty tough. It was a bit of a rude awakening, you know. We had, you know, OTAs and rookie mini camps and mini camp with the whole squad here, but it was different putting the pads on for the first time and actually, you know, thumping helmets and getting down with the other guys. It was tough, you know. The first day was tough, but you know, as days passed on, you know, I got better bit by bit, and you know, I'm nowhere near where I hope to be, but you know, it was great to get on that first step. Yeah, technique is so important in this game, but you know, playing in the D-line is a lot about, you know, using your aggression, using your power, your size, etc. But you know, when I first started, you know, the pass rush with full pads on, I didn't quite get it. I didn't quite use, you know, my full potential physically. And you know, as the days passed on, as training camp went on, by the end, you know, I was really starting to get it. And it was, you know, it's frustrating that I got hurt when I did, but it's great to see where I started and where I ended. And I'm really looking forward to the season so that I can get more work under my belt, and then the off season, and then training camp. You know, it's going to be a great period for me and an opportunity for me to really show what I can do now that I understand how this game works, you know. And once we get the pads on again, I'll be ready to get my thump on, as it were. Yeah, it's pretty special being in that locker room on game there, you know, at Candlestick, and it's great to see the rest of the team, how they prepare, you know, seeing Justin and Ray. You know, they hit a switch, you know, and they change into not quite different people, but they step up their game, you know, and you can see the fierceness in their eyes and stuff, and it's great to be part of that. And you know, I just got a bit of a taste in the preseason, and I'm looking forward to getting that again next year, and moving forward, developing that side of my game, that tenacity, that aggression, that fierceness. You know, I want people to look in my eyes and see what I saw in Justin and Ray. So I'm really looking forward to that, and you know, it's a long process before I get there. Long off season, training camp. You know, it's got a lot of time to get ready for that. Yeah, it was great to get on the field and, you know, get on the stat sheet. And it's what I was most pleased about is just the way, you know, where I ended before I got hurt and where I started. You know, when I started, you know, I was really, really a fish out of water, you know. I was all over the place, but, and I'm not saying I'm anywhere near the finished article, you know, now, but it was just pleasing to see the progress, and the progress is going to be exponential again this off-season, this training camp. So come pre-season games in August next year, I'll be looking to get on the stat sheet quite a bit. Yeah, it's pretty special to be going back home with the team, and like you said, representing San Francisco 49ers and the NFL back home. And it's great to see the game going over there. And I just look forward, I just hope that in the future I can go back again, but actually, you know, have a helmet on and get on the field. But, you know, it's going to be bittersweet for me to be there and enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy being back home, but not being able to play. And that just gives me another motivation to really buckle down and make sure that I'm there and whenever I get a chance to go back again and play this time.